Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How I long for my home in Montana. I am tired of the highways that I roam. Oh, the great golden west is the land that
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers, located over here in beautiful western Montana, where it's currently 25.9 degrees. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room, being a board operator. Welcome to listeners there. And you're encouraged to take part in tonight's show here. Today is December 1st, 7 days away from my birthday. I'm going to try to tie a couple stories in here tonight with some history and let you see what's going on in the world. And sadly, Americans will see that for those who fail to learn history, they repeat it. So, with this, I've highlighted this last couple of weeks, but now the rhetoric is jumping up a notch. So, Trump claims that Nicaragua is a national security threat to legitimate U.S. economic aggression. Nicaragua has been experiencing a political crisis since mid-April of 2018, when a reform of the Social Security system was used as a pretext to unleash pro-U.S. violent protest against the government of President Daniel Ortega. It was Commerce. The ruling party detached and denounced the violent acts by rioters whose sole purpose was to destabilize the country in conjunction with war, Washington's escalating pressure against Nicaragua. Now let's step it up another notch here. U.S. vows to reinforce sanctions, accuses Venezuela and Cuba of stirring regional strife. This could come from no other than Elliot Abrams. He reiterated that support for this fake Guaido down there and denied that sanctions are damaging the Venezuelan economy. Remember, three administrations of sanctions, people eating their pets, but of course, don't blame the United States. Hang on there in the chat room. I heard a ding, so I'll get back to you in a second. But the Trump administration has pledged to continue economic sanctions against Venezuela in the ongoing bid to oust the Maduro government. Remember, Maduro was legally elected. Who cares if they're a socialist country? They had a democratically held election. Same in Syria. Who cares if they're Arab, Muslims, or what? They had a democratically elected government, which is called a regime by the United States standards, and is also not what they call internationally approved. Only the United States can tell a country thousands of miles away who their leaders are going to be. So much by and for the people. Top of that, here's an article from Zero Hedge. The U.S. is enraged after six more EU nations join INSTEX to bypass Iran's sanctions. These are countries that just want to do business. They need oil. Iran needs to sell oil. But in all three cases here is where the United States has imposed massive sanctions, starvation of millions, and it's all done in your name. So, let's see. Yes, okay, I got you. I keep getting the same word thrown at me. But anyway, so this is where many Americans would start patriotically chanting the USA, 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 as the U.S. empire continues to destroy others, democracies around the world, oust other countries, democratically elected governments or leaders, who their people in their lands elected to represent them and not the United States. And have that great patriotic blessing of our boys are doing it. Yes, you're either with us or against us. And, you know, what gets me about this whole thing is daily when we hear about all this stuff that goes on is like that dork George Bush Jr., who says that when launching the Afghan and Iraq wars, but both based on total lies, of course, no investigations, and now all that investigative material has been hidden by William Barr, killed over 1 million people, that you're either with us or against us. And it's all about trade deals, and that's basically the theme of tonight's show here is basically what we call free trade. There's a difference between free trade and fair trade. The fact that all this only benefits U.S. corporations, whereas after Bush Jr., Obama would launch his illegal wars on Libya and Syria, Somalia, all the while the CIA was continuing its illegal covert operations throughout Central America and Mexico. With the aid of Fast and Furious Arms, the DHS cutting deals with the cartels, and of course Trump now wants to bomb, drone the cartels there, while the U.S. banks launder hundreds of billions of cartel drug money. The DHS cuts deals, and as mentioned, the Fast and Furious program, El Chapo's man cave, what had these Fast and Furious arms in it. But, and it's, like I say, it's all about sales. And the deal about it is right now, I heard on the radio here earlier downstairs, I was surprised that, they were playing that Chipmunk song with Alvin and, Simon and Alvin there, because it was talking about Christmas for boys and girls. And I thought that wasn't, gender specific enough there, but it's all based on greed, and of course Americans help do that. And they were talking about the annual sales about retail stores online are counting billions of dollars in retail sales. And that's all they count is retail sales. And forget the countries that have to be destroyed for consumerism. Americans have to consume something.
We need an energy bill that encourages consumption.
So George Bush himself. Trump, of course, the CEO of corporate America, is continuing these illegal wars, wars that cause immigration of those fleeing those countries, those fascist regimes, tyranny, whatever they put in power down through Bolivia, down through Chile. They're all doing it all over again. And, of course, the cartels, whom the U.S. wants to, as I mentioned, bombed. And there's a I could drop a list here of all the U.S. deals with U.S. law enforcement agencies, which facilitates the drug trade throughout Mexico and Latin America. by the DHS and those who strike these deals to keep drugs flowing in so that most of your relatives and stuff who are on drugs don't care because they're too high or loaded to even worry about it. And I'll catch up on the chat room. Anyway, so let's go back to some history here. I have spoken before here about President Truman's Marshall Plan, and this was the rebuilding of Europe by selling America's surplus. And it worked pretty well for quite a few years. Of course, with that was the CIA with their union busting to make sure that there was no fair wages. And this was, of course, after Europe being totally bombed into Swiss cheese. Those people needed money to rebuild their cities, lives, bury their dead, all this stuff like that. And, of course, the unions were all busted up so that they couldn't do that. So whenever the people went on strike demanding that, that all ended. So when President Truman on April 28, 1949, presented the charter of the ITO to Congress, he ran into a brick wall. Congress viewed the agreement as a step toward the toward world government and failed to give it the two-thirds approval constitutionally required for all treaties. The president then removed a loose brick in the constitutional wall of the agreement, and it slid through. The tariff reduction deals assembled into this GATT were labeled an executive agreement and were brought into force with the approval of Congress. The successful opening for the circumventing of the Constitution remains useful. Like its companion structures under the Bretton Woods agreements, the IMF and the World Bank, the early GATT provided the economic underpinnings for the U.S. post-World War II global dominance, and the GATT served to institutionalize and the contradictions inherent to the ideology of free trade. Now, this is where we get into all these current wars and this corporate globalism and multi-corporations and multinationalism is to where these agreements have been set forth, as well as these tariff reduction deals. Now, it's easier for a U.S. corporation to move overseas and then have their corporation's tariffs reduced to sell their products that they're now having after firing, after firing Americans, to now have cheap slave labor build those same products and then bring them back into the United States to sell to Americans. How commerce works. And then all U.S. presidents have continued this policy. It's the New World Order enforced by the NSC 68, the National Security Councils, which was set up in 1947. Of course, the traditional ploys of this, Bush's attempt to solve the domestic economic crisis through manipulating world trade, is part of a long, well-tested tradition. Soon after the Civil War, large crop surpluses in the United States caused a terrible depression in domestic farm prices. First, grain merchants pressured Washington to export the excess to Europe. This was the Marshall Plan, thereby both increasing foreign revenues and by depleting domestic supply, increasing prices here at home. In Europe, however, this massive influx of grain drove down prices and participated in this widespread crisis and panic. European governments soon closed their markets to protect their food security, effectively ending this outlet for surplus of this U.S. production. So now we see that these U.S. policymakers then argue that the U.S. should deal with the surplus by following the European example and seize colonies, which would become secure overseas markets. How do they do that? Well, I read you three stories starting out here is where they always overthrow a democratically elected government under some false pretexts. Before, remember, all through the Contra era, it was the Soviets, the Cubans, and they run their cute little movies like Red Dawn and stuff to get the Americans on board to this. And they go down in there, they send their CIA death squads to kill off Union leaders, priests, people, and steal the lands of the peasants down there. And then, of course, they start clear-cutting the massive forest down through Latin America or South America. I don't want pissed Tom off over in Florida. But anyway, and through that clear cutting, then they start planting their massive grain, livestock, and all this stuff, and then effectively kill the American farming and others, of course, that America deals with. And then, of course, that extra surplus and stuff is what is all sold with these arms deals, as is known that they, whenever the U.S. Sells arms and stuff, they always have strings, as President Duterte said down there. You can't just buy arms, but you have to buy the grain and stuff that's now imported or exported through the United States. And, of course, it's grown with the massive toxins and stuff that a lot of people here in the United States won't allow in their area.
Enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And that's how it is. So farmers, as I mentioned here last week here, they're generally too proud and humble to speak out. But the truth is, we are living through an extremely difficult period of market turmoil and natural disasters. Of course, this is due largely to the sustained low commodity prices. Average farm income in 2017 was $43,000, while the medium farm income in 2018 was a negative $1,500. To show you how bad this is, Chapter 12 bankruptcies are continuing, and of course, farmer suicides are also. That's an article out of Fortune.com. And we know how this all works. It's U.S. policy is first to demonize another country to get the American people on board to any and all actions, whether it's sanctions or an actual war. Right now, the biggest words in America here that they use is the socialism. They always say, look to Venezuela, look to those other countries as their socialism. But you're not supposed to look at why sanctions are making it so that those people cannot sell their goods on the open market in what they call free trade. I'll give you a quote here from James Baker. We made a monster of Hitler, a devil. That is why, therefore, we could not after the war say otherwise. We had personally mobilized the masses, nevertheless, against the devil. Thus, we were forced after the war to play along with this devil scenario. We could not possibly have made our people clear to them that the war was only an economic preventative measure. It's signed James Baker. It was printed over in Der Spiegel in the 13th of 1992. But this is how they get Americans on board to this. They constantly demonize. It was Saddam and his weapons of mass destruction. And, of course, now that the United States is over there, it's all about the oil. What is it about Syria? It's the oil. It's the U.S.'s control of all commerce. And this is at full spectrum dominance. The U.S.'s control of everything. And as a patriotic, loyal American, you're supposed to endorse all this. Remember how many of these anti-war movement people have been locked up throughout the U.S.'s history? As well as some stories I read of veterans during the Gulf War who not only protested because they knew the Gulf War was wrong, but they were actually put into more higher risk positions there under what they call this conscientious objector. One guy said to be in positioned over in Saudi Arabia was given instead of a desert camouflage uniform, he was given a green one. Made him a more visible target. That's how they deal with these dissenters, I guess you call it. Anyway, again, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. I'll get to the chat room here in a minute after the break here. But anyway, Theodore Roosevelt's Secretary of State, John Hay, was the most articulate spokesperson for this open-door approach, applying it first and most vigorously in China. And there's our break. So I'll be right back here after the break. Again, phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. And we'll continue here with about how the commerce powers work in the U.S. and other Western governments. Stay tuned.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man.
It might have been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone, to Perception Management. You're listening to Keith Rogers here on RBN. As I was speaking here, by the way, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. If you want to get something off your chest or yell at me or anything like that, I can take it. I'm not a snowflake. Anyway, this open-door policy, as mentioned there by Secretary of State John Hay, was set up against, of course, China, which at that time was an ally. And this gave this economic objectives, which was unlimited and unregulated access to their markets and raw materials for U.S.-based companies. And of course, having been dominated by U.S. relations within the Third World ever since. These objectives have also been important factors in this quarrels among the industrialized nations, and that's why we see the United States being pissed off at its Western partners for when the U.S. wants to sanction another country, say like Iran, that they start bullying one another back and forth, and the U.S. says, well, since we control the money, we'll sanction you too. And of course, by moving this different payment methods over to a different SWIFT type system, they can bypass the U.S. It's a failing empire. The economic crisis and chaos created by these unregulated trade competitions fueled both by these world wars. In World War I, the struggle between European powers for the colonial markets and resources of raw materials was crucial. Woodrow Wilson saw the economic component clearly. Wilson, as you know, was the one that set up the League of Nations, which also failed. Because when you start robbing other countries and stuff of their resources, like the Dutch, of the Dutch Indies and stuff, we have the massive genocides of the CIA caused over there in Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's all to have access to all those raw sources of minerals and wood and whatever else to build and thrive the American economy through its IMF partners, or as Gerald Sente would say, the International Mafia Foundation, or something like that. Anyway, is there any man here, or is there any woman, let me say, is there any child here that does not know the seed of war in modern world is industrial and commercial rivalry? The reason that so many nations went to war against Germany was that they thought Germany would gain commercial advantage over them. Churchill himself quoted that, so that Germany could not do business. It was a powerhouse. And of course, I've read to you all the stories, I've played you all the audio, video clips of how the U.S. invested heavily in Germany and stuff, and of course, it's only when a country holds out that they're targeted. Because it's capitalism, as Milton Friedman said, is based on greed. I'll read one more line here, then I'll get my caller here. You, the listener, can, like me, personally witness the corporations who have destroyed this country's labor. Its unions, its wages, along with its farming, its basic industry, all to move those jobs out of America. Then to have those cheap foreign labor working in sweatshops, then have mass, you know, producing the same products that used to be produced here, shipped back in, then not have to pay any of the benefits of the slave laborers over there where they are now slave laborers. Yet we as Americans are always the victim. So with that, Chris near Las Vegas. Good evening, Chris. Hope you're having a good night.
Well, good evening, Keith. Reasonably so, and enjoying your dialogue and some of your discovered facts that we seldom hear a little of. I heard something on another station on Truth Frequency today with Susan Lindauer, the former CIA asset negotiator who was set upon as a whistleblower because of her effectiveness in looking after U.S. interests and recovering a large amount of money from the Middle East. And she had a woman, I think, from Afghanistan. I could be wrong about which country, but her name was Al Fatah. And she was very...
That sounds familiar,
she was very articulate and informed. And she mentioned something that I had some knowledge to under other names. And I think you'll recall when they were experimenting on supposed resistant Afghans and others in the Middle East that they wanted to convert to a less constrictive form of religion because of their Christian or other Islamist Muslim ideology.
Chris, the video for that is called DOD Funvax on YouTube. It's where they were spraying over in Afghanistan. Yeah. To
de-spiritualize.
Yeah,
the DOD Funvax, the fundamentalist vaccine to change fundamentalist ideals, radically shift them to other perspectives, was kind of what she was talking about, but she called it a jihadist vaccine or injection. And apparently the other tribes over there that have specific interest in destroying these Middle East countries that have been there for time and eternity and hiding the evidence of the history that's preserved in their sands and soils, have been giving this to some of these so-called constructed Muslim and Islamist, ISIS is us, of course, jihadi terrorists. And it has the ability to convert their minds and remove obstructions of moral consequences and make them violent rapists and murderers, like the ones that were just involved in this London bridge stabbing and other terrorist acts going on in Europe and the Middle East. And it's my concerted opinion, and based upon what I've observed and have observed the Zion-controlled U.S. military and the Center for Disease Creation and some of their other bio labs have this propensity for eternally trying to make more deadly and more radically effective mind-altering chemicals, scopolamine or devil's breath being some of them that we know about, that have the ability to wipe people's minds out, remove their proclivities to be Christian moral fundamentalist or other religious persuasions, and to convert them into these dangerous false flag Manchurian candidate murderous terrorists, rapists, and other sycophants, and perhaps aberrant, psychologically disturbed pedophiles and child sex traffickers, mass murderers of babies that they call abortionists, and other constructs to try and fundamentally shift the culture of America to being accepting of more radical ideals. What do you think?
Well, I'm a firm believer. My good friend Patty over there in Missouri, her and I have talked about this, and I'm a firm believer that that's what we're seeing in these chemtrails also, is that they are despiritualizing the United States, where it once used to be a Christian nation, to be more acceptance of everything from pro-LGBTQ plus to the dumbing down of our children. I mean, anyone that watches these fail videos what's another one? Oh, crap, I can't think of it. But anyway, if you watch these videos on YouTube there of, like TikTok, where these, I mean, you're talking about people doing things today that we never even thought of doing. And, of course, this is all preceded by the use of cell phones, the different phone apps. I mean, it is a systematic destruction of not only our culture, since we want to always talk about America first, you know, but, you know, imagine what they have been doing overseas. And this has been throughout Latin America or Central America, Asia. And, of course, we're not supposed to worry about the massive bombings of napalm and stuff. We're only supposed to worry when it's in the news that there's a knifing or something like that. But God forbid that anyone ever talk about the use of any Western power, whether it's United States, Israel, UK, or anything like that, of using white phosphorus or any other burning agent in the bombings of 67 Japanese cities or 50 of the German ones, or what they did in Vietnam or what they did throughout Fallujah and stuff. I mean, you don't ever mention that stuff. It's only a knifing that matters something, because we're on a control method. Over in Britain, remember, they were talking about dulling knives. You know, a mandated thing from the government to just dull the knives. Pretty soon, you'll have registering knives. Every cook will have to register a knife or something like that, you know. I mean, this is just how absurd things are. It's just another control method there. And, of course, it's all used, Chris, to incite the Muslims against the Christians and anyone else to let us wage war amongst ourselves while the government goes out there in their la-la land and continues their illegal wars to control all assets in the world.
Well, this is the pattern, practice, and custom that we've seen of the synagogue of Satan, those who call themselves Jews but are not, but are the father of the devil. This is what they've been doing since time of eternity, trying to divide us, to conquer us, to try to pose as others, to inflame our anger against people who really aren't responsible, that they are really being promoted and provoked, indoctrinated, and guided like missiles that weaponize people against each other, one another, so that we'll all be fighting amongst ourselves to make us easier to take over eventually.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, Chris, I got a video from my friend Otto today. He was an immigrant from the Czech Republic. He's a good friend of mine. He's over in Portland now. He used to live up in Troy. But anyway, he sent me a well-produced video today, and it showed the immigration in a map of, like, little people dotting the U.S. map and into Canada of migrants coming into this country here. And all it talked about was the basically depopulation of whites and replacing them by the darker-skinned people. And so I replied back to him after viewing that. And, of course, it had some fighting and stuff like that in the video. It's warned. It says graphic content, everything like that, you know. And I wrote back to my friend Otto, and I says, well, that's great, Otto. I says, now do me a favor. Since we're in these festive Thanksgiving days, just turn that infiltration thing to the right and towards the East Coast there, and now think about how the Native Americans felt at first when the white immigrants came in this country and replaced those little dots there of black ones, now being white ones coming in to take the Redskins' land. And then, of course, we have the Mexican-American War from wars, plural, that took Texas to California like that. I mean, no one wants to see what's going wrong. And, of course, I've been accused of being too critical of my own race. And, of course, I have never been asked about my race unless it's on a government form. But this is what we see is who produces these well-produced videos like that to incite people to anger about all them damn immigrants, whether they're Hispanics, Asians, whatever, like that, Muslims, Arabs, you know. I remember when they first came out talking about the Syrian immigration in this country. I looked it up. There's only 2,000 Syrians that had immigrated towards the United States, and that was like over the last 5 years. And yet they were using that as a ploy to use it so that it looked like Dr. Bashar al-Assad over there was causing people to leave there by the millions. Forget the fact that it was the U.S.-led wars over there, all funded by Congress, to where they spent $700 million arming and training those rebel jihadists that they kept renaming because they got affiliated with different terrorist groups there and the White Helmets. And they just, you know, and then when you look at all that destruction caused over there, then you think of the winter road conditions all across the Weather Channel and stuff. It shows a massive pileups of stuff, you know. Well, too bad some of that $700 million couldn't have gone to buy a $140,000 snowplow, you know. It's always got to be destroy something else. And forget about our commerce here because, hey, with your accidents, loss of loved ones, you can support the $8,000 funeral cost, making sure you have insurance so you don't leave that debt to your loved one, the car repairs, whatever else like that. It's commerce. It's all commerce related. They don't care about if you wreck on the highway or like that. You know, otherwise we'd have nice highways. I see they just upped the deal here. It used to be 700 dams that needed repair. Now it's up to 1,200. Think of that this next flood season that comes in spring.
You know, your point is well made. In fact, whenever we don't maintain the infrastructure for years and years, the only thing that can be reasonably expected is that it will eventually start to break down and fail, and it is doing that. But that is a very clever devised scheme because they divert the monies they steal to maintain it from the American public over and over and over and steal it, put it in their own private pockets, and then they come back again and claim later on, oh, we had a collapse. Surprise, surprise, we need more money to fix it. So we got to vote for this bond issue or this or that to give them more money to steal from us. This is a very dangerous.
Yeah, Zero Hedge, Chris, the other day had an article in it. I think they can accurately account for $12 trillion being spent on these Middle Eastern wars. $12 trillion. It may have been a little higher than that. But, of course, we don't know what else went off to this cost plus and other write-offs and bribery and stuff like that. But $12 trillion, just put that. Imagine you had $12 trillion if you had sunk that into the American economy. Built its roads, its dams, its bridges, built jobs for people, you know. And, of course, right now they're at the placating people like these temp workers that they should work free for 6 months just to have the job experience. I mean, the corporations want everything free.
Well, you're exactly right. Another aspect that I think that we should look at pretty closely when you realize the CIA and the NSA and the DNI have been enormously successful in fooling the world, and it's obvious because they haven't captured or taken out George Soros, he must be a deep, dark state construct, the quintessential bad guy, boogie boogie band puppet that is responsible for all the world's ills. But I guarantee you, he is an asset of our government, the Zion Control government, the global government, the global deep dark state that appeals to be pulling the strings that are causing these so-called migrant problems around the world, these economic breakdowns, these revolution terrorist uprisings in different countries in South America, China, Hong Kong, Russia, Ukraine, everywhere else on the planet. This is a global criminal cabal that seized control and trying to do a Bolshevik Revolution 4 or 3 on the world. But yeah. Thank you so much for letting me chime in.
Yeah, no problem, Chris. Well, like I've said before, too, you know, that's why Americans, they get so indignant when they think of themselves as victims. It's like, why build a border wall when the enemy's already inside the gate, you know? But the problem with what we're seeing here is if... I remember as a young man raising my family that if I came in between jobs, I went out and I did the dirtiest work and stuff like that just to put food on my family's table like that. You can imagine an immigrant that would ride a train clear up from Central America or South America, leaving their family. And, of course, Americans bitch and they say, yeah, but they're sending all that money back home. Well, that's where it's needed. And, of course, forget the fact that the United States, through all these coups and stuff, have destroyed their country. But Americans have to be the victims all the time, you know, with poor Americans. Anyway, and again, we're supposed to be the most wealthiest nation in the world. Prove it. Anyway, thanks for calling in, though, Chris. I appreciate you calling in all the time. Anyway, so, anyway, China wasn't able in the 1990s able to just build its economy. It needed something, and that was U.S. corporations. And I behest all the listeners out there is to use whatever search engine you prefer and search how many U.S. corporations are in China. I mean, seriously, I got to 4 pages of them, whether it's Motorola, all these refrigerant, you know, this is where your jobs went. And of course, this is why the U.S. wants tariffs reduced on certain things is because of those U.S. corporations bringing it back into this country. But of course, remember, to get all those products, you have to go out and you have to destroy other countries to mine the minerals and or whatever like that to build this stuff. And so usually it's a war on the indigenous people around the world to steal their land, their whatever it is, what's underneath their feet, you know. Like I say, you know, it's, we're there to take the oil or take the ore, take the nickel. You know, like over in Papua New Guinea. Remember, McCarthy had landed there on Papua New Guinea with his surveyors. They were looking. You know, they already knew what they were looking for. And on top of that, if the government is to tell big businessmen how to run their business, then don't you see that businessmen have to get closer to that government? It's even more that they are now. And, of course, don't you see that they must capture the government in order not to be restrained too much by it? In lieu of that, I had sent a tweet out to my good friend Carl and to Patty there and a few others there. You know, Nixon may have gone to China, but Trump can't tie his shoes without first consulting the CEOs of America who actually own and control this country. And that's backed up by an article that right before Trump went to China, he met with 24 of the United States' biggest CEOs to discuss American manufacturing, and that's over on Business Insider. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443, but this is what it is. The United States is defined as a federal corporation, and that's what it does. It procures profits. Why Trump and his minions always talk about how great the stock market is doing. For most Americans, the stock market means nothing. And all the stock market has proven to be lately is a shell company for those that are buying or selling stocks, usually they're selling, and the banks are offering those big corporations low-interest loans to buy up those stocks that people are selling for the near corporate takeover. And this is the same premise that they were using back in 1929 before the collapse then. And we have all the signals and warnings about this preeminent collapse of this U.S. economy, as well as its food chain. And they don't care. You are totally distracted with stupid game shows, young three-year-old kids twerking. Isn't that so cute that that little boy can twerk? They've destroyed the religion. Drag queens reading to kids in the libraries. I mean, all these dumb, stupid things that they have Americans so distracted on, and none of them are doing anything. Whereas across the Central America, South America, Middle East, you'll see millions, and I mean millions, of people out demonstrating against their governments. Here, forget it. Of course, that would be the final collapse signaling there, is if the rest of the world, like over in France with the Yellow Jackets, if they suddenly started seeing millions of Americans being tear gassed and stuffed by the American police, who were, you know, those militarized SWAT teams, you know, making it so that they can't demonstrate down by the White House or something like that, you know. The term keyboard warrior comes to mind. I always hear that a lot. I'm a keyboard warrior. That's where they want you, is behind a keyboard. They don't care. No one's listening to you. I asked a poll on Twitter once. I couldn't get a bunch of replies on it there, but how many people out there have ever written to one of your elected representatives and actually got a personalized call and or letter that was not filled out, like dear blank and your name written in and stuff like that, you know? You never hear from these politicians, and you never will. You know, they don't represent you. They represent the corporations. Anyway, good evening to my dear friend Patty over in Missouri. How are you doing there?
I'm doing fine, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I'm so disappointed in this country. This is not the America I know. And, no. Yes, it has been a corporation since, when, 1781? And it's a London corporation. Everybody thinks that America won the Civil War. I mean, the Revolutionary War. No, they didn't. The Brits never left. The Masons never left. And
no, it's just a massive transfer of wealth. That's why we had the Louisiana Purchase, all this stuff, you know. It's just a transferring of wealth.
Yeah, and that's anything that's going on in the world, that's what it's all about. Money is always the bottom line. Profit.
And you look at how many cars are backed up. Yeah, look how many cars are backed up, Patty. They can't sell new cars. I mean, they're even bringing down... I saw an ad on YouTube here earlier. Not YouTube, but on one of the web pages there. It showed a brand new Ford F-250 for $30,000. The last time I saw one of those things, it was almost $55,000. I mean, they're having to lower the prices down that much, and then people can't even get the affordable financing.
Well, true. And then look what the Federal Reserve has done. Pumped trillions into the repo market so that criminals can keep using that money to make risky bets.
Yeah, paper IOUs.
Right. But... you know, it's just to the point. It's to the point, you know. I've done a lot of research, as we all have. And nothing is as it appears to be. Mostly what we see is smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
While the New World Order globalists advance their agenda. Notice that noose is getting tighter and tighter. We're losing more rights. And nothing's going to get better. The economy's going to be crashed, and or either that, or we'll be in another war, because when the economy gets in bad shape, we always have war.
Yeah. As I tweeted earlier, and you retweeted and commented on, the fact is that Trump has had 3 years to fix this voting system, and now DARPA is going to come out with some kind of a way to finagle the U.S. elections. He's done nothing as far as creating jobs. Whenever he talks about people coming back, corporation stuff, business, they're not coming back. They're going from Mexico over to China.
Well, and we need
and
to
that's
watch
why we
out.
Have the IMF. Yeah, that's why we have the IMF. That now, even Christine Lagarde says that the IMF will be moving to China. The U.S. is toast.
Yes, and now they're pushing that UN or USMC, whatever it is, MCA, that new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. Look out.
Yep.
There goes our borders, our sovereignty.
Yep, that old Lou Dobbs video of NAFTA basically explains that. Anyway, I got another caller here, Patty, and I got my break here. But anyway, you take care, and we'll catch you later on Twitter, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, my love to you. Thanks for calling in. Rick, we'll be right back with you.
Two Okie kids by the door. How much are them candies, they asked her. How much have you got, she replied. We've only a penny between us. Them's two for a penny, she lied.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back, everyone.
In life.
You're listening to Perception Management here on RBN here, and we're going to pick up Rick in South Carolina here in just a second here, but I want to play one little clip here for you. It's in lieu of one of the three articles I read today about how those other countries are bypassing the United States here. And this is how it is throughout Latin America or Central America, where people get fed up with the United States.
They want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we left, the world would be worse.
Anyway, that's about it. People are getting tired of these U.S. policies here because it's starving their citizens to death. Anyway, Rick, good evening. How are you doing? And do you have anything to say?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, what are your solutions to all these, conglomerates and corporations trying to take over and enslave people.
Well, the old saying is, the how they pronounce, how do they say that? Sorry, you got to hit them in the wallet. And of course, right now, like they're all talking about the massive business sales and stuff like that. One thing that everyone hates, especially Israel, is the word boycott. And it's like the only way to chop these big corporations down is to start boycotting them. It's peaceful, and it's your money. You can decide where to spend it where you want. And that's the only way to do it. And if the only other way to do it is to form some kind of peaceful protest, and of course the government doesn't like that, they'll come out and force on it, But, it's like they've dickered about this stupid border wall for years like that, but they had no problem there during Obama's administration to raise the height of the White House fences. Secret Service did that on a whim. They had no problem with money for that, And that's how I'd say these politicians are untouchable today. You can't talk to them. You can't call the White House and say, "Can I talk to the president?" Call his hotline and start talking to someone. Do you actually think they're actually writing down everything you're saying? They don't care.
Well,
they're just zone.
I wrote Lindsey Graham. I said people see right through you. And we know you were in bed with the Ukrainians, with McCain. And if you don't do anything...
Probably not the only thing he's been in bed with either.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. But I said, if you don't start, doing some investigations, you're going to be fired. And I sent that to him about 4 weeks ago. And then last week or, about 10 days ago. Within a couple weeks, he started to... put out subpoenas for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and from the Pentagon.
Let me ask you this, though, Rick, let me ask you this, though. What's more important, how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, those guys, made off with millions of dollars, or the U.S. using $5 billion overthrowing a democratically elected government, which has caused a massive war over there where thousands have died over in Donbass and the East and stuff, Which is more important, the human casualties or the monetary side?
Well, obviously, the Barr is like starting with what's on his plate, okay? So when he came there,
right,
he had certain things moving. And so... he said, "Wow, we've got this. We've got the FISA court. We've got, this going on, and it looked like there was a coup d'état." And he flew to Italy, along with with that investigator. Okay, and then he came back, and then he went back again, or the other guy went again. What's his name? And so anyway, then he decided to him. Okay.
Well, go ahead and say it. Finish up real fast.
Oh, if you decide to give him subpoena power and grand jury power so that he could go after the crimes that he was uncovering.
Right. Well, I say, though, they may do that. There'll be a fall guy somewhere, but never look for the top linchpins to ever go down, okay? That's like with Hillary Clinton, with all her stuff. It's coming down below, Anyway, thanks for calling in, Rick. I appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for all those in the chat room, those in the listeners there, Kenneth in the control room. Catch you next week there, and pray for our little buddy Gator Boy down there in Florida. And we'll have a good evening, and we'll chat next week there. And be kind to your dogs.
Hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com
or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is